All right, so here we are. This is the 11th of August, the year 2015. This is Tools for the Time. This is Block 2, Session 6, the DNA Revelation. First of all, let me start by expressing my deep appreciation. I started to say my condolences. I don't know what that meant. But appreciation for your flexibility to allow the unfolding of this particular session. I've really been working on it for 3-4 weeks in terms of integrating and incubating information and researching. And I think on one hand, it is so, at least to me, revelatory that it needed this amount of time. My apologies for any confusion it may have caused or frustration on your part, or in some ways it may have just been nice to have a Tuesday night off. But once again, I'm deeply in appreciation. So the work that I have on this, the perspective, is borrowing almost totally from the channeled book by Kryon, The 12 Layers of DNA. It's book 12, published in just before, I think it was 2010. So this was just prior to December 21st, 2012 experience. And so much of this was leading into it in terms of the explanation and the understanding. I haven't put a lot of reflection on the 2012 event because we are well beyond it. And in this sense, the activation, the understanding and the information and the awareness that comes from working with the DNA in its new form, I just think is profound and really life-changing. And it may not be as a result of just the phone call, but it will be a result of what the information brings to light within each of you. And what was very gratifying to me and reaffirming is that so much of the work and the study that I was doing was beginning to reflect decisions that I have made along the path here in terms of really understanding that the role in these times of being a quote-unquote teacher or facilitator is to provide the elements that can then incubate and activate the knowing within each of us. And all of the information, not all, but a great deal of the information on the DNA that I found in terms of the actual layers through this resource affirm that that is indeed the case, and it is indeed part of the original design that has been around a way a lot longer than our own current history tells us. Underlying all of this is really the knowing that, for whatever reason, we've been disillusioned and disempowered. The information that is passed on tonight opens up a whole lot of possibility. And again, it is really dependent upon you and your choices of what to do with it. What I understand is that the 12 layers are entirely dependent upon one another, and the metaphor of a transmission in an automatic transmission car that is taken apart, and every single piece is essential to the functioning of the whole. And each piece can do nothing on its own. The thing is, when it's all put together, then it creates the form. So with the DNA, the idea is that all 12 strands are essential for one another. They are essential for the way things work multidimensionally. They are essential in their interaction with one another to allow us to have this journey of remembering who we are. And they are essential for the rest of time, although there is no time. So what I'm saying here is there's a framework being presented tonight that is foundational in understanding what's going on. So I hear, get on with it. All right, so let me get on with it. In the beginning, as I started to write this, it was an assemblage of existing sources and then moving towards the Kryon stuff, because I thought that many of us are familiar with a somewhat historical scientific viewpoint of DNA and the human genome and genes and all of those things, X's and Y's and chromosomes. But the truth is that a lot of that stuff is dead in the water. I mean, there's no other way to say it based upon the new information. So I only give a light reference to it here as I start to talk about the history of the DNA. We're going to look at that. I will briefly overview the 12 layers of DNA. Then I will go through four groupings as they are aligned by the Cryon work. Grouping one, the grounding layers. Grouping two, the human divine layers. Grouping three, the Lemurian layers. And grouping four, the God layers. I will express several specific messages from Cryon through the work that I read that I thought were very important. It will offer somewhere along the line another perspective on the number 666. And also what 33 means. I will also probably start out fairly soon talking about leaving your comfort zone. These are all elements that I believe are useful and necessary in terms of, as I used to say, grokking the information. So, here I start with introduction. When we hear DNA, we turn inward with visions of how we have an inner template that determines all elements and expressions of us. From our 3D perspective, we engage mostly the physical to claim that we are highly impacted and determined by our parents, our genetic history, and our environmental influences. For the most part, we align with the idea that DNA cannot be altered, and if it is messed with, we will end up with gross manipulations. Leave well enough alone and just accept what you are, who you are. Well, Tools for the Times is not about leaving well enough alone. Buying into another Piscean paradigm is already a sport that is not advocated or supported. We are learning to look beyond the established forms and view the new world from a higher vibration. So we open to the expansive that stretches the old ways, knocks them down, opens us up to the previously fantastic or impossible. Triggering the inner knowing with high-frequency concepts is what we are about now. Sorry, I just brought up a bunch of... Woo! Yahoo, huh? So, boy, this is just bringing up a lot, releasing a lot. So we open to the expansive that stretches the old ways, knocks them down, opens us up to the previously fantastic or impossible. Triggering the inner knowing with new high-frequency concepts is what we are about now, learning to trust that our personal, inner personal divine template is revealing itself more and more. With each passing moment, with each thought, and each choice to take action in the Aquarian frontier is the call of these spiraling times. Prepare to be opened. And here's a quote from the back of the book. Cryon says, DNA is the antenna of the body, listening for the profundities of your epiphanies, the breakthroughs in the tight fabric of fear and frustration. It measures the heights of your joy, the peaks of your passion, and sees the smile on your face as you finally understand that the pathway to God has always been open and available to you. It responds by orchestrating cellular structure to enhance who you are and to complement your life on Earth. It uses each layer of its own magnificence in the perfect ways that will create the soup of healing, a confluence of love and creation, and an honoring of the human being's intent. Finally, human beings are beginning to understand the mastery within. And this was 5 years ago. Let me talk about leaving the comfort zone, which really in some ways is what I'm experiencing. Not that I felt that I was invested in it, but it's a release of perhaps the last vestiges of a paradigm that has impacted me and impacted us so much and caused such pain and limitation and beliefs in our inadequacies and all that stuff. It's just a huge cleanse, you know. Finally. Leaving the comfort zone. We have learned to be complacent, to resist change, to pass up clear opportunities for awareness and growth, to take the easy way, to be less adventurous. Many have built a safe haven, a comfort zone that is predictable and known. And at first blush, in a world of incessant change and chaos, it appears that a comfort zone is of primary importance, or so it seems. In truth, a comfort zone is a self-imposed barrier to life, keeping the expressions of an unresolved past out and severely restricting our unfettered opportunities to live fully. Too often the zone is built upon woundings, unprocessed pain, and decisions, beliefs set in place as a result. It is a prison in the past, essentially. The safety, quote-unquote, lulls us and diminishes our desire to learn and re-educate and take risks. We become the leaf in the eddy in the stream. The challenge is that life is moving. Unseen forces are flooding our fields and pushing us to remember who we are by design. The more we ignore the flow and build a stronger fortress, the more likely an unexpected flood will come and lift us out of our fabricated life of ease. Resistance is ultimately what causes pain. The invitation of these unprecedented times is to leave the comfort zone, begin to trust life, and open arms, mind, and heart to something way more magnificent than we have ever allowed. At the very least, construct a revolving door that lets life in and creates a release valve for all that has contributed to the desire to protect. You do not have to tear down the comfort zone. We all need time to be alone and recharge, but maybe reduce the scope. By simply doing this, you will most likely see that there really is no need for it at all. Life is lived in moments, full of infinite potential. With your higher self in oversee mode, there really is nothing to worry about. Live now, live free. All right, a brief history of DNA. Some perspectives first here. DNA, or deoxyribonucleic acid, is the core blueprint of a human being. There are four different kinds, according to the old belief systems, of chemical nucleotide base pairs that are the building blocks of DNA. The sequence of DNA bases make up the genetic code. In the double helix shape discovered in the 50s, the DNA bases pair and twist each other many times in a spiral form. The human genetic code is about 3 billion base pairs long and occurs about 100 trillion times in a typical human body. The human genetic code contains about 23,000 human genes, which represent the propensities of who we are, including everything we get from nature, the species, plus what we get from our parents and their parents. It is an instruction set. And this is actually in the very beginning of Cryon's book, The 12 Layers of DNA. According to another book called Keys for Mastery, DNA is an instrument of interface for the non-physical soul located in non-local space-time and the physical self, localized in time and space. What? DNA is a record of past and future potentials containing all the records of one's ancestral lineage as well as all future potentials of each person. There are two physical strands that science can identify, but there are also disassembled strands that science calls junk DNA that are actually remnants of the other 10 etheric strands that were disconnected from the original 12-strand DNA matrix of the original human, as part of the cosmic event that has been termed the fall. That perspective is a little bit different than the Cryon one. It has mutual elements to it that I resonate with, but I am putting most of right now the information about the Cryon because it is so massive. According to Cryon, we are imbued at birth with the following things. One, the heredity of our parents' biology. Two, the karmic blueprint, informational, not chemical. Three, the astrological imprint, a snapshot of the solar system at birth, the sun's quantum imprint upon our magnetic grid of the planet, which overlaps the magnetics of your DNA. Four, the entire Akashic record of all your lifetimes on this planet. 5, the sacredness of God as represented by your higher self, the DNA changing of humans through seeding by the Pleiadians that evidenced in the Lemurian civilizations. That was an aside there that will be discussed much more when we get to number 7, 8, and 9, layer 7, 8, and 9. It's important to know that as we talk about this, and this is an aside as well, we are talking from the structure of how we see things as typical humans who have incarnated into a frequency for many, many lifetimes. We're used to seeing things in sequence in a linear form. The sequence in itself is what is falling apart. Not the sequence necessarily of the DNA, but the idea that things happen in a linear order. We are so invested in that that it's hard to describe things that are outside of that construct. And so it was necessary in Kryon's awareness to go ahead and include it in terms of layers that are typical for the Piscean model, the hierarchies. But it's important to underscore that by no means are these separate elements. They are elements that are interwoven, like I said, with each other and interact simultaneously with one another in a continuous process that makes adjustments. Okay. Again, from Kryon. I'm crying for Kryon. DNA is interdimensional, multidimensional, and is studied altogether as the 12 layers are not linear but symbiotic, and interconnected on a molecular level. I guess I could have just read this, huh? In constant communication with all of itself, it is quantum, which means multidimensional energy, that carries a tremendous amount of unseen information and energy that essentially is you. It is a doorway to the cosmos, holding the means by which you can access your multidimensionality. It includes a historic and current relationship with Gaia as well, stored as a crystal in the cave of creation, an actual existing space. It activates your DNA upon your next incarnation. That's what the crystal cave does. Interesting stuff. The DNA carries the pieces and parts of other planetary lifetimes throughout the universe. Only a small part, 4%, is used to provide the biology of physical life, the chemistry that makes life possible in our and your current form. The rest is a field which contains the information necessary to be the I am that I am expressing uniquely as you. The in-the-now capability to communicate with the entire DNA field is the profound power that allows us to communicate and direct the cells into new form and action. This is big stuff. But I'm just throwing it all out here. Bless yourselves. Bless yourselves. It is a quantum blueprint for your divinity. It is the blueprint of your Akash. It is a record of all lifetimes, all things accomplished, all growth, all epiphany, and all failure. It holds the karmic records. It holds your karmic records. The human spiritual history is there, written in the quantum parts. Your DNA field is your personal Merkaba, expressing as a surrounding 8-foot spherical energetic mist. Your body is programmable by language, words, and thought. You are a community of 50 trillion cells, and each cell is a mini version of you. You are a complement to the environment you provide to your cells. Your cells and the signals they receive are the only two fundamental components that provide for life. The 96% of DNA junk is actually the multidimensional designer's template, and the 4% is the engine that obeys the design. DNA is a loop instead of a strand, opening to the notion that it has a current running through it, creating a magnetic field of its own. DNA overlaps itself, which allows for communication of signals through magnetic fields. This opens a door to understanding the simultaneous and instantaneous communication that occurs between the 3 million base pairs of the human genetic code that repeats over 100 trillion times in the human body. This is just, it's mind-blowing. It's literally in the current form, it's unfathomable. The numbers that are being talked about, the form of how things are showing up. If you've ever seen a murmur of birds, I saw it in Kansas City when there were probably billions and billions, as Carl Sagan used to say, billions and billions of blackbirds, and they were moving as one, all through the center of the downtown where I was. It was mesmerizing to watch. They would sway and move, and the whole flock in four different sections would move as one. This literally is what is going on. It is a testimony of what goes on in us by design. And what we are doing now by even bringing this up is beginning to activate the awareness, which then delivers the information necessary to begin to access all of the layers. And finally, DNA is intelligent and it knows exactly what you need. It is a whole. The parts cannot be addressed individually without impacting the whole. We use intent to raise our vibrations to become more multidimensional. The DNA reacts by activating the various energies within it, which it knows we need. Our opportunity is to begin to communicate, talk with our DNA to activate our capacity to use its full potential. So in a nutshell, this has given you an overview of the elements of how this form of DNA is being perceived and presented. It is not bound in any way and shape and form by time or space, which in this framework, everything, none of that exists. It is activated by our intention, which is preceded by our attention. When we turn our inner eye and bring our focus to the elements within us that we call DNA, the DNA starts to deliver the information. And it follows a personal sequence that reflects your own level of vibration. So hear what I'm saying. The more we devote to our own inner awareness and understanding of the big picture, the more we are delivered the goods. The more we are delivered the goods, the more we pay attention to what's going on in the inside of us, which then cycles the repeat of more information to come. It is a process that continues on, I would say, incessantly. Because can we ever really know everything? I don't know. How do you know what you don't know? But what it does is it brings us back to the moment and allows us to begin to experience the incredible dimensionality and the multidimensionality that exist in this current moment of now. And it opens up all the doors and windows of what life on the earth is like. I'm moving now to the 12 layers of DNA, which I apparently have the wrong link on that. Let me look at the time here. Let me look back at one element. See if I can find that. My apologies. 12 layers. This is just an overview. According to Cryon, there are 12 layers of DNA in each human. They are called layers only for the convenience, for they are actually an integrated, interactive field of energy that communicates instantly with itself. Human DNA is the only DNA that contains the creator attributes. Thus, all DNA is aware and in homage to it. Human DNA is connecting portal with spirit itself, and we are never without this connection. It is responsible for our consciousness. Whew. There's so much to that. There's so much to what was just said. What's most important, but what sticks out to me is this notion that the DNA contains, what did it say? The human DNA is the only DNA that contains the creator attributes. More on that later. And thus, all DNA is aware and in homage to it. What this means and implies is that the natural world, and this begins to underscore the very nature of the planet we're on, the very nature of Gaia, and how it is a custom-designed habitat for us to express our divinity in all of its glory and all of its parameters. I mean, to just simply realize that completely changes any hesitation to feel a connection with the natural world. And if indeed every element of it is designed in its DNA to pay homage to the human DNA, then everything here serves the vibration. And it is impossible when one is active in one's DNA and accessing those levels to be anything but compassionate and loving to all that serves it, so to speak. So some say that, you know, having dominion over the animals, et cetera, has been abused, and it really has. What I'm saying is by understanding the relationship that exists in the natural world through the DNA connections is to realize that we accept the assistance, we connect with it on a very multidimensional level, and completely have compassion and love for all of those elements. It is not possible to be otherwise if one is raising one's awareness to this kind of a level. Having said that, there are a whole lot of people that want nothing to do with this kind of information. There's a collective, like a communal comfort zone that exists on this planet that many are completely paying their homage to. So be it. These are times of transition. Currently, humans are at 30% activation of the DNA field. We are moving towards 100%, at which point we reach mastery, where we can choose the time of ascension, the time of birth, and even who you will be when you come back. There are four groups of three layers apiece, only to help us in understanding their nature and relationship with one another. No layer can be isolated and worked with, as they are continuously interactive, forming our moments and our response to them. Any adjustment in any part impacts and restructures the whole. It is cohesive and complementary and knows us implicitly. In fact, it is our personal vehicle of alignment, triggered by attention. Layers awaken to conscious awareness as our vibration increases. The powerful rising energy of these times is activating layers to reveal the nature to all of us. Resistance only brings discomfort and inner and outer chaos. Listening and responding are the primary vehicles of reawakening, integration, and expansion. Group one is the grounding layers. These are the closest layers to our own dimensionality, the third dimension, and the easiest to understand. They create a foundational understanding of the DNA structure. Layer one is the biological layer. The double helix, it represents the chemistry we see. It is a bridge layer that contains the three-dimensional parts and the multidimensional parts. It receives and it transmits. Layer two is your life lesson, the divine blueprint of the law of duality. It is responsible for giving a feeling of purpose and direction. It carries within it the emotional attributes of life and all that has occurred. Memories are carried as well as the tools for action from the memories. Layer three is the ascension and activation layer. It never changes and cannot be changed. Instead, it is what changes the other layers and the chemistry to assist the spiritual awakening to knowing the personal I am that I am. Listening for changes in consciousness, it then takes the appropriate action. I know I'm just throwing so much information out here. You're going to hold on to what you can. I know it's going to impact you. Group two is the human divine layers. Layer four is your angelic name, layer one, and layer five is your angelic name, layer two. They are taken together as a pair, as the power contained within them is so massive, it requires two DNA layers to contain them. They are the essence of your expression, your current life on Earth, and your divinity on the planet. These are names of God, part of the divinity group. Layer six is your higher self, the portion of God in you that has split to allow and enable you to be a human being. It is our direct connection to the other side of the portal, to the largest sacred part of you that split off when you incarnated. This is fascinating stuff. Group three are called the Lemurian layers, which contain and tell the story of creation and reveals the library of humanity on Earth. Layer 7 is Lemurian Layer 1, given to us by the Pleiadians over 100,000 years ago. It is a divine revelation layer representing the end of innocence and the beginning of spiritual awareness. Again, more on that later. Layer 8 is a master Akashic record. It represents the most powerful spiritual tool the human has and is the personal Akashic record of the core soul. It is an interdimensional access point that reveals all that lies in the quantum state. Layer 9 is the healing layer, the missing part of the established human healing methodologies. It is the multidimensional inner knowing that is in contact with the entirety of the body in the moment. It lies dormant until it is activated by human intent, pure energy work from outside sources, or mechanical creations coming just down the pike. It is a result of the Lemurian humans forming the purpose of the temples of rejuvenation in Lemurian times. More on that later. Group 4 is the divine God layers. These are layers of being, the container in which you are formed and maintained and sustained. It is needed for all others to exist. Layer 10 specifically is a divine belief, God layer, one that opens the door to one's search for the divine. It awaits the call of intent and then simply allows for learning, doing no teaching or convincing, letting discovery take place. It is bound by free choice. Layer 11 is the wise divine feminine and represents the compassion of all humanity epitomized in the mother energy. It must be called upon, activated in mass by global tragedies which often occur in association with Gaia. And layer 12 is the almighty God layer. It's an energy of God within you. It functions to exist and create the life force of God within you, dormant until it is called by the intent of the human who is ready to discover just how powerful it is and how to use it. It is involved in all the other layers. So there you have. It's an overview, of the experience itself of what the DNA is. And now we're going to go into looking at each of the groups in more detail. So be present for the moment. The information is coming fast. It's very pointed. In some ways, it might be a little bit disconcerting because of what it implies. On the other hand, it could be the very ticket that reawakens you to the moment and gives you your power back, or a combination of all of those things. There's a good chance that by the end of the night, I won't be able to give specific details about working with the information, which is fine, because for a week it needs to perhaps incubate and allow itself to reveal to you what is necessary and start the movement of your deeper awareness and your higher awareness. Then we can start actually looking at what can be done with it. So I believe if it ends up that way, we're going to do a continuation. A small part of next week's session will be on that, as well as a deeper look into this thing I'm calling the Akash and the Akashic record, because there are very significant elements in it that impact these times that we can use. And so, layer 1, the biological. Multidimensional layer that resides in 3D functioning as the messenger layer that facilitates communication with all the other layers. 3% of the layer is utilized as the engine of biology. The rest is the antenna of the multidimensional soup that directs the engine into action. Okay, this is touching on the hem of the understanding of the DNA and the part that was called junk. The junk is the soup from which all the other elements are accessed. It isn't necessarily that all these things are contained in the DNA structure itself, but the DNA structure and the layers act as a portal or a doorway to the multidimensional access of these various elements. I hope you're getting that picture. We are grounded in the body. We have the existing DNA structure that really is only accessed in 3% of its total capacity. Within that structure is all the information needed to make all of that work. So following science in its attempt to find and make sense of what the DNA is, if you follow this information from Cryon, they're looking down the wrong road. because it's being looked at, again, from the dimension and from the perspective of where the things are. In other words, the third dimensional. You have to step out, just like we do in our challenges. We step out of the current form and look at it from the big picture. We are being multidimensional in how we deal with the moments, and that reveals the unseen. It reveals the pathway that we had not even considered or been aware of before that. The same is beginning to apply here. Okay, the biological layer can be examined and looked at through the 3D lens, which means our eyes, and the essence of, that's my DNA layer calling there, higher self. Okay, Kryon assigns a Hebrew name for God to each layer, representing us as a piece of the Creator. The one for this one is Keter Etz Chaim, and I may be mispronouncing that, meaning the Tree of Life, which represents, did I say Tree of Life? I think I meant to say Tree of Life, which represents the DNA chemical structure tree, which is the building blocks of all life on Earth. This layer is the core for all the other layers to work with. With intent, this layer sees your conscious thought and gives instructions to the protein-encoded portions, that 3%. And it is in simultaneous touch with the 100 trillion molecules of DNA through the magnetics, as each molecule overlaps in clumps so all fields can communicate. Now, it's necessary to hold this. Our traditional perspective of DNA and the pictures that science has given us in a linear form is that it's this sort of like piece of pasta. A spiral pasta, and within that all the information is there, and it exists in isolation. Well, it doesn't. They exist in pods, apparently, and the overlapping is what then allows the magnetic fields to have contact with all 100 trillion elements of it, so that is the vehicle that allows the simultaneous information to reach everything at once. Interesting stuff. The physical double helix made up of random chemistry is a multidimensional map that talks to the protein-encoded parts. The DNA is a master synchronizer of the body, not the brain. The DNA family creates a singularity with awareness of what you're doing and your spiritual intent. It often follows karma, which is a spiritual blueprint that sets up the genes. But even that is changing, and there'll be more on that in a moment. Without conscious direction given to your body, often your cellular structure has no boss, no instruction other than those you were born with. Thus, the need to talk to the cells as the listener is the DNA. Your consciousness must become the boss. Okay, here's our first invitation to action. Believe it or not, the cells are waiting to be talked to. And I don't know, man. I'm just saying, start talking. Start talking. Start telling your body what it is that you desire. Start appreciating that essence of you. Start appreciating the elements of all that is that you are expressing as. Begin to talk and begin to redirect the energies. That is what activates the DNA to deliver what it is capable of delivering. More on that later, and later maybe next week. Let's move on to layer two. Layer two is called your life lesson. In these times, a slow and long-term process of karma is being overridden with the idea of life lessons. Human choice and free will in this plane of duality allows for the shifting of energies, and that was initiated in 1987 at the Harmonic Convergence. Life lessons start to reveal a collective set of guidelines to address. So let's take a moment here and realize what's being said here. We have been under the influence of the notion that karma is that whatever we do has an equal has a reaction to it, and if it's good, then we get good things from it. If it's bad, we get bad things. There are some universal law principles here. The challenge of the idea of karma is that it has bound us to the idea of successive lives, and it has brought forth the idea of reincarnation. What is beginning to be presented here is that there really is no need for karma anymore. Because the idea of karma perpetuates misinformation about who we ultimately are and keeps us in a cycle that is becoming unnecessary. And that is the successive rebirths. What it's hinting towards is that life is supposed to be much longer than it is, and it really is a conscious choice to be here or not. That is revolutionary in its sense. So the idea that we're talking more about life lessons, it's as if there are collective elements of incarnating into this dimension that all beings are being invited to deal with or to learn. And successive lives in the old form are really about accessing these lessons and working with them. So really what we're doing now is being more conscious about our incarnation, and the potential for successive incarnations is being limited as not necessary anymore. Interesting. So some of the life lessons include learning to love, learning to listen, learning to receive, learning to love yourself, learning to speak your truth, learning how to not be a victim, learning not to let anyone define you, learning how to feel your own mastery, learning how to live with other humans, learning how to get out of blaming others, learning how to move out of duality, in other words, dropping your karma, learning to take care of yourself more than others, and learning that you deserve to be here and are not dirty when you are born. Well, I'll tell you, every one of those has relevance in this life to some degree. The Hebrew name of God in this layer is Torah Eser Sfirot, which is a divine blueprint of the law in translation from Kryon. Or it's just the way things work out. This layer introduces that humans can change any attribute about themselves they wish to. The source of the capacity to do this is actually in layer 8, which we will look at later in the call. The intended potential here is to bring duality into balance, since this is the nature of this earth plane. From the balance of polarities, we can move into expansive awareness that calls in the multidimensional to form the third three dimension. Okay, hold on. In the plane of duality in which we exist, now this is an aside. This particular layer, along with number 8, begins to allow us to begin to create balance in this plane of duality between the extremes and find the land that used to be called a limbo or the land of nothing, to realize that in this place we access our true power because we have a relationship with both sides. When we balance these polarities, then our awareness expands, and then that calls in the multidimensional elements to actually form in the 3D or to form as 3D. In other words, we create the forms we intend. Okay, the last point in this one is we are quantum or multidimensional at birth, receiving all the Akashic information in every cell in combination with the three-dimensional inheritance factor and dusted with the collective awareness of all that has happened to humanity. So you realize that when we incarnate, we have our record of all of our lifetimes. We are under the influence, the three-dimensional influence of the parental units and all of that. And then we say, it is beautifully said, we have the dusting of the collective awareness of all that has happened to humanity. So it's because we are human and we exist here, we are influenced by all that has occurred. And in the realm of the Akash, we have access to all of that information. It is our personal internet, our Google. Layer 3 is called ascension and activation. Ascension is a process by which you move into the next lifetime without dying. You already have all the tools to make it happen. By voiding karma, balancing duality, working through life lessons, you become a higher vibrational expression of what you were. This entire process is directed by this layer of DNA. There's a lot going on there. Activation means to convert something into a reactive form. It is all about action. This layer directs body chemistry to create something that is not active into something that is. DNA waits to be directed. Raising consciousness does this. And these last two sentences are rampant throughout all of this information because that is our key. That most of the DNA needs to be directed. Directed. It isn't that it needs to. It waits to be. It's the design. This is the land and this is the domain of free choice. And the earthly domain is about free choice. And celestial intervention typically is a no-no. And celestial overseeing and forcing is not an option by design. So we have to take steps of good faith. And we have to leap into accessing and calling forth these elements of ourself. Prior to this perhaps the Tools for the Times course, we weren't aware of what was actually available to us. And now we have access to information that can allow us to direct our requests or to make a conscious call, if you will. This layer is fully charged and ready to go, all the while measuring your spiritual vibration. And again, this underscores, it activates based upon your vibration level. And if anything, this is the main reason for us to continue our spiritual, quote-unquote, journey, is to raise our personal vibration, to let go of the old debris that we carry that held our vibration down, to release the patterns in the thinking and the belief systems that have perpetuated certain ways of being, old perspectives that no longer are valid in the new vibration. This is what is happening in these times. So the more we allow ourselves to open to this kind of information, the more, again, is revealed. But this time, the understanding of the revelation is that the DNA is beginning to activate and show us what's available. This isn't some sort of external process. It's going on in the inner depths of our being. And it's available simultaneously to the entirety of who we are. DNA is aware of what you're doing. Okay, I said that. It is an antenna that picks up your nuances of awareness and responds by orchestrating cellular activity to enhance who you are, to complement your life here on Earth, to create mastery here on Earth. The Hebrew name of God in this one is Netzach Merkava Eliyahu, which means ascension and activation. This layer never alters itself or changes in any way, yet it is responsible for the potential transformation of your whole life. Here you can recreate your inner child life to be that which you desire, completely free of the energetic influence of energies past. It allows you to become as a child, living in the open frequency of joy, play, and wonder. From here you flow with your moments consciously by allowing the multidimensional influence full access to your inner nows, your inner moments. That just sounds delightful. It just sounds delightful. DNA grouping 2. These are called the human divine layers. Layer 4 and 5 are treated as a collective pair. I gave allusion to that earlier. Allusion to it. This is your angelic name. At birth, we separate from the Creator, from the part of you that belongs to the essence of God on the higher side of the veil. You cannot exist on earth in your God form. The energy is just too immense and too intense. So you split. The largest split is the higher self, which is really in the DNA, but not on the three-dimensional level. So realize, we come here a split of that which we truly are. We leave behind the veil, and we'll see reasons for that in a moment. We leave behind this higher frequency part of ourself, and yet we bring what basically is coming down to our personal translator, servant, overseer, in the name of the higher self. It's helping me to understand what the higher self is really about. The next thing to split out of your sacred soul group is what are called guides and angels that are yours for life. In truth, these guides and angels are pieces and parts of you. which is very controversial, because we like to think that there are beings outside of us that are come and help us, which is really just a reflection of our own desire to have parental care in our human form. So we translate that desire to be mothered or fathered into transcendental beings, and then humanize them to be exactly as we perceive and experience here. Well, nothing could be farther than the truth. By design, the human can change the vibration and efficiency of his or her DNA through personal epiphany or realization. And when this starts to happen, your guides back away to allow the change of the vibration. When you go through a difficult moment, when you have transformations, when you are having epiphanies, they often feel like you're really alone. They often feel like they bring up so much pain and struggle that they are the dark nights of the soul that leave us wanting and yearning for assistance and help. I don't know how many times when I was first starting this journey, I would be in therapy, and then I had the access to the therapist by phone whenever I needed him. And I would go ahead and get into some shit, and the next thing I know, I was calling, and almost every time, the therapist was on vacation. And so I never got him or her. So what I would do is I'd sit under a light bulb, and I was so drawn to it like a moth, and I would just feel the light on me, and it helped me to move through whatever I was going through and helped me to release long before I even knew or understood anything about energy. There's an inherent guidance within us that influences how we respond to moments when we are on our own. And now I'm beginning to see... Not beginning, I see clearly where it comes from. It comes through these DNA layers, this information, this collective blueprint for what we are. So during the adjustment period, there's loneliness and a feeling of being left behind with tears and a sense of non-purpose, and this is the DNA getting used to the new vibration. When you balance, the guides come back and they seem like new. But they simply are present in the new higher frequency that you are in. In other words, more is available to you, so they have more, and they have a higher vibration that you pick up. The third and final split is from what's called the entourage of your soul group. And this group stays on the other side of the veil to balance your humanity and be a bridge of your own mastery. So in other words, the collective vibration of you as a spiritual, high-frequency spiritual being that is a piece of the God essence stays behind in that frequency. And oftentimes it's a collective soul group. It's an entourage. It's your homies all with you. And this may include existing family members who have been with you in and out of lifetimes. It could be, elements of the animal kingdom, et cetera, et cetera. There is no limit to what these frequencies are, but they stay on the other side to provide the balance. So can you see you have your human essence, you have your spiritual divine essence maintained in its high frequency just on the other side of the veil, which is really a dimensional thing, and then you have the higher self functioning as the DNA conduit, which is the go-between between both of these elements. What an incredible design. What an incredible design. Okay, this group stays near the side. They are indispensable in making co-creation work, interacting with the entourage of all other humans around you to facilitate the changes that are the best for all. Thus, anything you are able to spiritually create for yourself helps everyone. So in other words, the process of co-creation, when you access spiritual law, you're calling upon this entourage of your soul that exists beyond the veil to support you in the intention and to oversee it and to make manifest. The way the magnetic energies work is that it begins to influence all rather than just our own individual frequency. That is way cool. So you can see, remember when I tried to do the session on oneness and I couldn't get it? I'll tell you, it's just starting to fall into place now. So I put oneness completely at the end of all of the sessions at number 4 because it is the one element that hopefully and intentionally will tie it all together. On a multidimensional level, you're completely visible in the whole of your parts. Your angelic name is this, the quantumness of you. Kreon talks about when he views a human, that he sees all these elements of them. They see the past, the future, the Akash. They see all the frequencies, all the experiences, all contained in what's called the angelic name. It is an identification of you as a unique frequency of the God I am that I am. And that is how it's seen in a different layer, in a different dimension. And ultimately, as we see this part of ourself, well, we don't see it yet, but I believe that this whole journey is about beginning to access the capacity to see one another as we indeed are. Thus, anything you're able, okay, on the multidimensional level, you're completely visible. I just said that. Your angelic name is this, the quantumness of the multidimensionality of you. This is a name represented in what's called the cave of creation on your individual's soul crystal, your higher self, which is the same no matter the incarnation. The name represented, and your higher self, which is the same. In other words, your higher self element has transcended all lifetimes, has been consistent through them all. Your essence is your essence. The expression of the essence is unique in each one of the time frames you call an earthly incarnation. And the way it has been has allowed us to have a congruence all the way through this until we reach the point where it all falls into place. Your choice to incarnate in these times was a profound choice and a very courageous one because everything was falling apart. And you came in here because you were willing to hone your frequency and trust your own personal journey to reclaim your awareness of who you are because you knew that would collectively influence the masses as well as the evolution of Gaia, the planet herself. Nicely done. Good choice. Good choice. The record that's in the crystal stays on Earth even when you're not here. It's part of the Gaia energy. You activate it when you arrive and deactivate it when you leave. It is a library for Gaia. In other words, at your point of incarnation, you have access to all that you have been, as we've already established at that point of birth. That information is actually contained in what's called your soul crystal. Now, this is all really sounding New Agey. I know that. But you know what? What became New Agey and became a topic of ridicule has actually turned out to be the foundation of what life is becoming and what it is about truly. And so I'm okay and have never been in any way bothered by being a New Age guy, if you will, or being involved in the New Age movement or being true to the music that comes through me that reflects remembering who we are. And I believe that anyone on this phone call is coming from the same place in your own way of expression. Otherwise, you wouldn't be ready for this information. You want the truth, you can't handle the truth in those old ways. So, the Hebrew name is Urim Ve'Tumim, and also the second name is Aleph Etz Adonai. And they mean the light and the power and the core crystal energy. You are the light of the earth and the only power that can make a difference. And that has to be said for each of us. And it is essential, and I'll say essential, that we believe that. It is not an element of an overblown pride or an overblown ego. It is the truth of our being. We have the power, and it's necessary that each of us be accessing it and be in it for things to move the way they're supposed to move. I think it's pretty darn exciting. This is not the time of limitation. This is not the time of hesitation. Your name is the name of God itself, sung by the beings beyond the three dimensions as they greet you. Your name is the vehicle that creates the communication between dimensions, and that is the angelic name. Well, no wonder I found so much importance in the human name. Underscoring that is the big picture. And finally, the light goes on that one. Boy, have I been loyal to that one. I've seen it turn miracles around, not turn miracles around, turn people around through what seems to be miracle shifts in the moment. And this layer builds the bridge to the other side. So right in the middle, and that's the layer. Layer 6 is called the higher self, and this portion of the God in you splits out the part that becomes the human being. and it splits out, and it is the part that becomes the human being. In the DNA, it is a brother-sister that is absolute divinity. When you feel the Creator inside, it is a connection with the other side via the higher self. It is our piece of God within us. I hope you're beginning to see these things. They're starting to fall into place. Tapping this connection reveals the larger, non-restricted picture of the God whole and what it means. The higher self is God in you. It is always available in the DNA, existing as a portal to your I am. Thus, learning to love yourself is key, as it leads to the ability to interface and communicate with the higher self that is part of you. This is revelations, man. This is so important, that the whole movement to find value in ourself, and to have gone through the eons of time where we were discounted and taught to believe in limitation, and how it's beginning to manifest out or to climb out of that cesspool. This is beginning to give the essence of understanding what that's about, because by loving self, it opens the doors to the divine connection itself. Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. The Hebrew name of God is Eyah, Esher, Asher, Eyah. I'm sorry, I'm just blowing these pronunciations. My Hebrew is just not up to snuff today. Eyah, Asher, Eyah. Which means I am that I am, or I am God, and I shall be forever. This layer vibrates at a frequency higher than any of the 3D human cellular structure, any of that structure, vibrating at the frequency of the Creator. The higher self cannot stand alone without this DNA system. What is beautiful is to begin to see these correlations and the interdependence of one element upon the other, and how cohesively they allow the vehicle to move so smoothly down the road. This layer 6 works with layer 3. We are doing great. We have two more groupings. And they're going to get a little smaller, each one, especially the last one. This is the Lemurian layers. Now, I don't know where you are about Lemuria. Sometimes people are more invested in Atlantis because it gets all the press. But Lemuria is the place of the beginning. It is the fabrication of this world. It is just such an essential element in the history of all of us, whether you want to move to Mount Shasta or not. And I say that with tongue-in-cheek, because the word on the street is that Lemurian civilization still exists and has transported itself into a fifth dimensional layer, a community of a million souls existing in the heart of the mountain itself. Thus, the pull of energy is there. It's like a moth being drawn to light. This is the second time I use that metaphor tonight. It's like being called home, and there's some information on being called home when we get to the last grouping of layers. It's fascinating. So what it's talking about is really that the Lemurian connection really transcends all humans, because in many ways it was the first prime civilization that existed on the planet. And we're talking over 100,000 years ago, some things began to happen. So, current science is a little bit off on that. Religious science, not the persuasion religious science, but the religious perspectives are way off in terms of how long we've been here and what's been involved. Is that no surprise? No. Human beings received, okay, here we go, received the seed of spiritual knowledge about 100,000 years ago at the hands of the Pleiadians, a very advanced race of spiritual beings. They passed on the quantum portion of their DNA. It was done so that humans could exercise free will and choice to accept or to reject the Creator inside. Prior to this, there were permutations of the human experiment to find the best form of expression on Earth. After the seeding, and over a long period of Earth time, about 50,000 years, the current human form became the only one. Now, let's look at what this means. This is real science fiction in the old perspective. Ultimately, as civilization began to develop and form on our planet, really both science and religion seem to be incorrect on this. But there were a lot of, and when I say experiments, it means there were a lot of variations on the theme. There were, and look at mythology, and look at some of the old perspectives. These are not just random elements. They are based upon what was, passed down informationally in, through usually the spoken word, that there were the centaurs. There were the beings that were essentially half horse and half human. Well, nice try. Nice try, you know, useful. But what are we going to do with it? And then you have the one with the over-amplified third eye, the Cyclops, that basically is the third eye completely wide open, very spiritual, but having limited sight in the third dimension. Not very productive. And then you have tails, and you have just variations all on and on and on. So you can get the idea. At a certain point, 100,000 years ago, the Pleiadian civilization, elements of it, came to the planet to begin to introduce the element of spirituality, which was not existing in the human form up to that point. Through the interbreeding that occurred, what took over approximately another 50,000 years, the actual current form of humans has taken place. Didn't you find it curious that there's so many variations of so many animals and plants and insects? And yet for humans, there's really only one form. There are variations in skin color, in the shapes and sizes, etc. But it's all in alignment. Whew. Hello? Hello? All right, so they passed on the quantum portion of the DNA. It was done. Okay, prior to this, there were permutations. Said that after the seeding. Said that. The continental Lemuria was in the islands of Hawaii, which looked much different over 50,000 years ago. It is the first civilization of the planet with humans like us. The language is like a combination of Japanese and Hawaiian. When Lemuria sank below the rising waters, the Lemurians became seafarers and settled around the globe, in Polynesia, in Mali, in Peru, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Egypt, in the Yucatan, in the west coast of the United States, here in Cambria, California, and in Mount Shasta, to name a few. This is pretty relevant because you begin to see elements of the Hawaiian culture, even from the tradition, the shamanic tradition of Huna. Huna. I took a course in the 80s from a direct descendant of the last pharaoh who was teaching Egyptian Huna, and people were going, what? Egyptian Huna? That's a Hawaiian tradition. Well, somehow it got over there, and now we're beginning to see how these things occurred. I love this. I love this. The Hebrew name of the god is Kaduma Elohim, which means DNA home, DNA home language and revealed divinity. DNA home language and revealed divinity. The idea of home was now inserted within the human being. You get that? E.T., 1980-something. Home, the calling of our inner being to yearn for the connection with Source. That was an implant as a result of the seeding and the DNA that holds now that yearning, that desire to make access and connection with Creator, to reveal and to complete ourselves. Thus the idea of soulmate, perhaps. What do you think? The idea of home was now inserted within the human being, the place you believe God resides. The third language is now revealed to be the Lemurian connection and the quantum language of divine revelation. I think we've talked about light language and the access of just following the divine inspiration or the guidance that comes through at the point of where it hits the tongue and you start talking in tongues, like, I hope you understand what I just said. But they carry codes, they carry information, they carry frequencies, and it is a fun and productive exercise to do 5 minutes of that on a daily basis. Prepare to have some things shift. But We're drifting. The very attribute of divine realization is within this layer, including the human search for the Creator that is intuitive from the time we are born. This was an energetic implant that is now in the DNA that triggers the yearning for Source. Otherwise, we are doomed to be repeating the mistakes of the human race. The Lemurian language name for this particular layer is Hoa Yawe'e Maru. And again, I don't know the pronunciation, but if it's Hawaiian, you want to say all of the vowels. Hoa Yawe'e Maru, which means revealed divinity, the bringing of light to darkness, that which reveals God in humanity. Moving to layer 8, this is the Master Akashic Record. The Akash is the energies of Gaia as reference to humanity. Within the human is the personal record of all that has happened to him or her. This cave of creation is a crystalline structure in 3D that represents humanity on Earth. It contains a record of each and every soul that has ever been on the planet or is scheduled to be on the planet. It is quantum and is ever-changing dynamically based on the comings and goings of souls to Earth. Each soul has a crystalline record, and each lifetime is imbued into the soul's crystal. Whew. The DNA carries the full Akashic record of one human being. Your DNA carries your Akashic record of your human being experiences. It doesn't carry mine. And it's represented in a quantum way. It actually contains pointers to the library. In other words, they are reference points. From when you access the pointer, then you go to the location, which is multidimensional, to get the information. The record contains past lives and karma. It carries with it the reasoning for who your parents are, the karmic grouping you have chosen, and the challenges you face. It creates the fears, propensities for drama, wisdom, peace, and solutions. It is emotional in that it remembers pieces and parts of past lives that create blocks and even habits. It contains the setup of life and all the ensuing challenges, which is why it is in concert with layer 2, which is the life lesson layer. So from the Akash, from this DNA connection with the all that is and has ever been, we set our intention for our incarnation, and that becomes our life purpose. Masterful. Masterful. Here's one way to access. Wait a minute. It says, as consciousness grows, one can mine the Akash, M-I-N-E, like dig into it, pull the treasure from it, pull forward and backward elements to apply to current life. This is handled by the innate knowing of the DNA that responds when a certain vibrational level is reached. There's that theme again. We reach a level, information reveals itself. The capacity for doing this is based upon your beliefs and knowing that it is possible. Hear me on this. It is your belief structure and the level of commitment to that that is the activator of some of these layers. So if you are suspending yourself in the old Piscean models that begin to judge anything outside of the quote-unquote norm, which is the worst place to be, then you're not going to be capable of accessing and activating these elements of new awareness. So you're just the eddy in the, you know, the leaf in the eddy in the stream. Round and round and round, you go, hey, this is pretty cool. Wow, this is great. Wow, I'm really safe and comfortable here. Wow, this is great. Wow, didn't I just see this? Wow, yeah, this is pretty boring. Isn't there more to life than this? That becomes what it is. The capacity for doing this is based upon your beliefs and knowing that it is possible. And here's one way to access it. Talk into the cells. You say, dear cellular structure, I wish to have the attributes that I have earned in what I call my past that will enhance the ability for me to live my current life with more ease and grace. I wish to recall things that will allow me to live longer, do my work better, and give me peace over the things I desire to do. I wish to mine the Akash for this, which is in my personal DNA. And so it is. Notice there's a generality about this. It isn't that you're calling and accessing the ability to play piano, although I guess you can certainly access your talents and access the call forth for your musical talents or such and begin to see them reveal themselves. It's more about a generalization of a way of being. Rochev Ba'alavot. It's the Hebrew name of God here, meaning riders of the light, in recognition that Pleiadians who allowed us to have the DNA. The Lemurian name is Ake'e Yahweh'e Fractus, meaning wisdom and responsibility. And this name, Ake'e Yahweh'e, I'm sounding Native American on this one, Fractus, actually is a formula used in what was called the Lemurian Temples of Rejuvenation. More on that in a moment. Thus, this layer is a key to the human puzzle, showing how to solve blockages inside you and move you into a more peaceful life where karma is no longer an issue and other human interaction does not create anxiety. Moving on to layer 9, the healing layer. This is the Lemurian layer, a process to create human healing, not a Pleiadian layer. It was developed after. It works best with layer 1. It is a knowing, healing, innate body consciousness. It responds to multidimensional energy, not linear 3D. Again, it is dormant until the human or another multidimensional energy talks to it. It is a second immune system not bound by chemical rules. It can alter the very magnetic portions of the cellular frame, creating a kind of multidimensional experience that appears like a miracle. It is discovered through belief or activated through certain kinds of multidimensional processes. It can be conscious, an energy system, or it can be consciousness that triggers it, energy systems that trigger it, or devices being discovered in this planet that carry a multidimensional information instruction set that quantum cellular structure will real react to. In other words, stay tuned. There's some things that are beginning to reveal themselves. The multidimensional energies of your body are designed to talk to the 3D parts to create a bond of consciousness allied with the genes and a full body experience. You must believe that the body has a knowing that is far beyond what is seen as your chemistry. Then you have to honor and develop it. Again, we have to invest our belief system into these things for them to begin to reveal what is contained within them. There's some themes running through all of this. This layer must be addressed daily in an elegant way to create health through your intention. Love you. Hey, cells, love you. Oh, you're looking good today, cells. Oh, way to go on fixing that cut. That was magnificent the way you healed that right over. My, oh, my. My, oh, my. What else do you have for me? May not be elegant, but it certainly is personable. The Hebrew name is Shekinah Esh, which means the flame of expansion. Using this healing layer and talking to the cells daily is kindling the flame of expanding consciousness, which brings to mind the work of Saint Germain and the violet flame process, which I believe we have used. Finally, to DNA grouping 4, the God layers. Wow. What a night. Layer 10, the divine belief. This is a fully quantum layer that is required to posture or begin the painting of the rest of your divine blueprint of life. This and the other God layers are everywhere in the DNA spectrum and simply cannot be segmented. Your spiritual self is far more powerful in quantum, allowing you to seriously impact the moment for one and for all, helping one another to find the Creator inside and to become masters. You're getting into these layers, and once again, they are like the container. It's the source frequencies from which all this other stuff happens. And without the container, there would not be an opportunity for the substance to have interaction. And you can't really do anything with the container except let it contain. Vayikra is the Hebrew name of God that means the divine source of existence. It represents the call to understanding of your own divinity. It responds to your spiritual intent, questions, and puzzles. It responds to pure intent and compassion. And you'll see this is where we're being headed. Before I studied this information, there was all this talk, and this indication that we were moving to was called the higher heart chakra. The higher heart chakra was the Greek, what's the name for that? agape. It was the great big love that we have as for just being human, that is the capacity of God expressing through us that allows us to have compassion and honor and respect for all beings. And now we're seeing that in a sense it is contained, not in a sense, that it is contained in layer 10. And this layer responds to spiritual intent, questions, and puzzles. It responds to pure intent and compassion, as I said. This layer is dormant, like them all, like most of them, waiting for interdimensional signals from sources that vary through synchronicity. It will not awaken until the human asks for it, recognizes it, or is in a situation where she needs it. It works with free choice, but once you decide to look, it starts the background paint job that makes everything look, feel, act, and experience differently. Do you hear what I'm saying? Once you turn down that alleyway that is the pathway to God, the pathway to finding your unique expression as God, and also that relationship, it starts to paint a different hue on everything. It's like not long ago, I take pictures on pretty much on a daily basis of sunsets and what's going on in the interaction between water and sand and light and the shoreline. And I began to notice about a year ago that there were different colors on the auric field of the planet. In other words, if you look out across the ocean and when the sun's getting ready to go down, there is like an aura that surrounds the horizon that is on the entire horizon. It was turning into a different consistent golden energy. And I began to see on the shoreline at a certain time as the sun went down, there was a gold that I had never seen before. And then there was a red gold. And maybe these elements were there before I had the eyes to see, but I did not have the eyes to see. The more open I became, the more I began to experience that and experience the fullness of what that was about. Although the purpose, I have no idea what it was. But it began to reveal to me that things were changing, and I began to look for that in other elements. And I have been also blessed in seeing that and experiencing that in other ways. Layer 11 is called the Wise Divine Feminine. This is the pure compassion and mother layer that is everywhere at the same time and does nothing unless you call it. It is a gender issue that calls for balance of the masculine and feminine. It exists to help balance the compassionate human being so that the wise divine feminine can show through both men and women. And is it any accident that we have now moved in the Aquarian to the Aquarian age that is a dominated by the feminine vibration? Now, it sounds like with the nature of the DNA here, it's beginning to integrate on even higher levels than had originally been thought. It is not a matter of dominance anymore, because even in the challenge and the struggle and the journey that women have had to become men or to gain the power of men, many women have chosen to act like men in the process, and that in itself created separation and, you know, kind of interfered with the intended result. What's beginning to happen is really in the realms of what might even be considered androgyny, where we have the balance of both within us that allows us to experience the action and the reaction, the receiving and the giving, the lunar, all of those elements that we compare in the polarities right here. Fascinating. This DNA layer carries the blueprint of how it works. It has been partially activated during the 2012 event, carrying love, beauty, compassion, and softness that is impacting everyone. And some people are just rebelling against it, being even more of an ass, while others are beginning to integrate it and find themselves connecting on levels that they never even could have imagined or never even allowed themselves to experience. This is a Gaia energy infusion. Gaia and your DNA field are very much intertwined. This is a DNA layer poised for the future of humanity and ready to activate as the wisdom of the masses begins to increase due to the higher vibration that is present. It is about gender equality. It is a sacred balance that is divine. The Hebrew name of God in this is Chokmah Micha Halehu, which is the wisdom of the divine feminine. And finally, layer 12, with 4 minutes to spare, is Almighty God. This layer is the essence of the Creator itself. God is within you, but not residing in you. A piece lives in you, and that makes you a literal part of creation. There is a part of the Creator consciousness in every human who has ever lived on the planet. It is the layer that is the image of the Creator inside you. When you hear the biblical verse of created in the image of God, this is what we are talking about. It doesn't mean that God was a dude or a dudette with blonde and blue or whatever. The Hebrew name for God of God in this particular layer is El Shaddai, which means Almighty God. This layer contains the unspoken multidimensional language of spirit that gives messages through intuition. The quantum number associated is layer 33. This layer just exists, doing nothing but providing the framework for life in human form. It is involved in all life. Is involved in all the other layers, imbuing its love into all things, especially the divine human being. And this leads us right to the end to another perspective on 666. In the Book of Kion, there was a bunch of relationship to numerology. And specifically, I didn't include this because it was just too much. But you're more than welcome to go to the source and look it up yourself. When you take each of the groups and add them together, the first three groups, the numbers 1, 2, and 3 add up to 6. The numbers 4, 5, and 6 add up to 12, which then in numerology you add those numbers together, which, I'm sorry, it doesn't add up to 12. 4, 5, and 6. 6, 5, 11, 4, 15. So that adds up to 6. And then you take 7, 8, and 9. That's 24, which then makes a 6. Sound familiar? The old 666? Once humans gained knowledge of the power of controlling others through fear and programming of falsehoods, it became one of the foundational elements of the Piscean Age. Now that we are through it, the veil is lifting through both spiritual cosmic intervention and individuals' reawakening. One of the great manipulative injustices perpetrated by man upon his human brethren is the spewing about evil and the devil. As a tool for control, it is effective on much of the world's population to varying degrees. It justifies injustice and evil itself, often done in the name of my kind of God. This blatant misuse of knowledge and power is one of the major cornerstones of believing in limitations that is collapsing in these times. 666 has long been a number to represent the mark of the beast, the Antichrist, the return and the annihilation of humanity that will come at the hands of the devil or the being and the evil minions if people don't toe the appropriate line. 666 was treated as a bad luck number, like floor 13, by the collective consciousness. Don't think out of the box of normal or your soul will be captured. Well, here's some new information, and I already gave it to you. If you take each of the first group, three groups of DNA layers and add each group on up, you come to the number 6 for each. Put them together and you get 666. The number actually represents the design of DNA to reveal the truth of our being and the true nature of the cosmos, as well as our capacity within it. It is the golden means to the expansive spiritual life, not the end of times. Of course, those in power would not want the people to have the tools for freedom in their hands. So let's make them afraid of the very thing that, with a twist of perspective, would actually set them free. Of course. Now, claim the truth and put it into service of your I Am Self. Pretty interesting information. And finally, adding the numbers of the last group of layers, 10, 11, and 12, you get 33. 33, historically in numerology, represents the Christ Self within each of us. It is the holy number that calls forth the divine in each. Start using it and see the result. Wow. Right on the money. 8:30. So, take that. Do what you will with it. It was a fascinating process in putting it together and doing the research for it, reading the book, feeling what I felt even in the beginning of the call here, the release of all that. But I tell you, I'm a different being. And it's because I put time into activating these elements within me. I don't know where it'll lead. I don't know what's coming down the pike, but I'm not in any way frightened by it. And I'm really inviting you to consider that. In a sense, the quote-unquote damage is done because I've revealed the information that already is acting in your cells. You might feel it as a pulsing. You might feel it as a waking up. You might feel it as nothing. You might feel it as a vibration. You might be beginning to have random thoughts or forbidden things. But I do know what's happening is that the way it's been is changing. And honestly, for all of us, that's a good thing. That's a beautiful thing because we've been entrapped for so long and bought into limitation for so many lifetimes that it's hard to even see ourselves without that as a perspective. Well, you know, the courage it took to incarnate in these times is finally beginning to show results. And where they show results first are within your own personal moments, and mostly within you, in the mind, in the way you experience yourself, the way you experience your world, the way you play out in it, the way you access the parts of yourself, the way you play with the notion of being an unlimited spiritual being, the way you practice gratitude, the way you practice your capacity to be compassionate and connect with other human beings, whether it's through an open heart or whether it's through actual acts. All of these things are a testament to an awakening and opening that is not going unnoticed. Your very DNA, and here they come again, is the vehicle that is giving you back you. And that's all I can say. What a perfect ending. You know, the wash of gratitude, you know, is complete. I mean, it is so real. And this is, to me, is an indicator of a level of truth that resides in me. And my hope and my wish and my intention with these calls is to invite that to be available in you, to come to awareness. And I know that that's going to happen. So once again, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for your willingness to, one, be a part of this process, two, to give me the room to go ahead and work on this layer. I mean, this particular session, to deliver what I could deliver here. And I'm just, shucks. So I will start out next week with some activation of, you know, this DNA awareness. And it may be, you know, too far beyond, because I know between now and then there's going to be some things that activate within each of you. I just really invite you, despite what maybe your old mind is saying, your personal perceptions about space beings, et cetera, to be open to the whole package and let it reveal itself. You know, we know what we can get when we're ignorant. We know what we can get when we choose to protect ourselves and not align with anything of greater frequency. So we have that to fall back on in case this doesn't work. But why not? You know, why not say, yes, this is it, this is it. This is one of the its. This has value. Let me see where this leads me. Let me see what opening up to this reveals to me. Why not? Why not? So I will give to you a link. And I have to say by Thursday morning, sometime then, give me a day to do it, although it could happen much more quickly. The page is basically done. I have a few more things to add to it. But I didn't even read that message from Kryon, so make that a part of you when you go to it. Read that. So, I am blessed by our experience, this collective experience, and I will stay on the line for a few moments to address any questions, comments, etc. Anything there?
Mark, this is Connie.
Hey, Connie.
I just wanted to tell you that we all miss you and we all love you. And I especially enjoyed this evening. It explained a lot of things to me, that experiences that I've been having. And one thing that when I repeated the talking in tongues exercise that you said, I was lying on the couch and I saw like a giant sun and sunburst that was just undulating. Was that like, is that supposedly some type of an energy message, or what would that be?
Well, Connie, I really have no answer for that, because that's your experience. And if indeed it's light language, what a greater testimony to light language than having a vision of the sun. Wow.
Well, when you said to, you know, about vibration and talking in tongues and making different sounds, whatever is within you is what's going to be projecting in your mind. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that, yeah, that they're light language is literally an external and internal process. It's going on at the same time, revealing elements that you personally are ready for.
Oh, okay. There wasn't a message. It was just an image. So.
Well, images.
I don't know. I was just curious.
When you get outside, if you remember when we talked about the multidimensionality, we looked at the layers beyond the fifth and sixth, the communication there is all through images. It's the symbolic elements. It's the archetypes that reveal themselves, and they carry the information. It's not even a language. It's not even a spoken thing. We move beyond the spoken word. So, you know, to have images, to me, is a rather profound opportunity to have a download that comes to you. And
that's
if
amazing.
Just, you know, talking in gibberish for a while, like a crazy person.
I have to now.
He's going to do it by all means.
They, my children already think
for,
that
you know,
I talk that way, so
to
it
get
should
rid of
just
stuff.
Flow.
But now riding in cars is about speaking in tongues.
I'm just joking.
I'm just joking.
Right. Anyway, well, you have a wonderful evening. I would actually make more comments, but I'm sure that you need to relax a little bit, so I won't continue.
Send me an email. Always open to call.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. All right. Anyone else? It's not necessarily about accolades, although, boy, those are nice. But okay. We're going to close this call up. Thank you so much. We'll be back in next week.
So. Okay, Mark. It was really good tonight.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It was really good.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Take care.
I shall. You too. All right. Star 9.